Two kinsmen take the battlefield, brothers both by blood, following their king among the steel and gore and mud. The battle rages round them, and the dying weep and moan, and in the very thick of it, the elders left alone, the elders left alone. The elder raises up his sword, and bravely stands his ground, while enemies, both bold and fierce, are gathering around. He battles one, he battles two, a third his armor shears. The elder falls upon his knees and watches as death nears, and watches as death nears. The elder raises up his sword and fights without a moan, when suddenly a voice rings, "Leave my brother dear alone. My brother is a champion, but he's wounded in his knee. So if you truly have a fight, then fight you now with me. Then fight you now with me." The foemen close upon one man, although they number four. He conquers one, he conquers two, and still are coming more. Then falls a third, then falls a fourth, who swings too hard and wide. The fifth one strikes a truer blow, and pierces his left side, and pierces his left side. The elder cries aloud his grief, just as the foeman nears. Upon the ground there mingled blood, this is no time for tears. Upon his wounded leg he stands, and tells his foe today, "No mercy shall you have from me, who did my brother slay, who did my brother slay." The elder raises up his sword and runs his foeman through. A moment later realizes that his foe struck true. He falls beside his brother and he says with dying breath, "He may have slain us, brother mine, yet he has had his death, yet he has had his death." Now listen, lords and ladies, for the lesson to be learned from these my two young kinsmen who have their glory earned. My brothers sleep beneath the earth in graves laid side by side. Though dead upon that battlefield, their honor has not died. Their honor has not died.